Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I said nice job.
Well, thank you.
You all appreciate it.
Nobody's mics were on.
And then he didn't say anything.
Their mics were not.
Yeah, well.
It's professional radio.
If you haven't been able to tell, we're live.
From
the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at Presidential Towers this morning. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking about this big cruise that we've got coming up in October.
Still waiting for my invite. Aren't I your plus one?
Well, we're going to talk about this coming up in just a little while, because I would say as of right now, there is no way in hell you are mine.
No, I'm fun on a cruise.
Oh, I can imagine being trapped on a boat with you for a week plus.
Day and night at the piano bar.
Fantastic.
Oh, I love sea days.
Only imagine. We're going to talk about that coming up in a little while. We are going to talk a little bit more about the Academy Awards, because I really could not disagree more with some of the things that our previous guest, Michael Kutza, had to say about it all. We'll get into that later.
I tried to throw you a lifesaver, Dean.
Well, I mean, it's his opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. I just couldn't disagree more in his implication that...
Wait till he gives you your award, then disagree with him.
Could not disagree more with his implication that the winning films this year were a reaction to last year's lack of diversity. I think there were just a lot of good films this year that happened to be films of color, if you know, just to put a label on them, but films in which the directors, producers, actors happened to be people of color, and their works were correctly awarded.
If that was the case, then Denzel Washington would have won, because he was the most obvious and high profile. And if that was the case, they would have given it to Denzel Washington as well.
Denzel Washington, I think, put the whole thing best when I interviewed him before this. And what he said was, if it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. His exact quote, meaning that if it's not a good product, it's not going to get any attention. It's not going to get on the stage. And he said, all of these films that are nominated this year, these films have been in the works for years. It's not like, let's say, well, we better go put some films of color together to react to last year. These films have been in the works for his film, Fences, in the works for 6 years. They just happened to come out this year. So it's not at all a reaction to last year. But we'll get into that coming up a little bit later on, because I've been looking forward to our theater segment that we've got for you next. Huge fan of Hamilton that's here in Chicago right now. We've had many of the cast members of the show on with us on TV and radio.
Is that why you're wearing your powdered wig today?
I always wear my powdered wig on Sunday. As you know, I like to dress up a little bit on Sundays. Last week, we had Jose Ramos from the Chicago cast on with us here. And this week we've got the cast of this new show that's about to open in Chicago that's called Spamilton, an off-Broadway parody of Hamilton that's, in fact, just opened at the Royal George Theater in Chicago. And because we've got the whole cast here, I'm just going to have the cast. Why don't you guys all just introduce yourselves so we know who you are and who you play in the show.
Hello, everybody. My name is Eric A. Lewis, and I play Leslie Odom in the show as Aaron Burr.
Hello, my name is Dontario Johnson. I play David Diggs in the show.
I'm Yondo Lopez, and I play Lin-Manuel as Hamilton.
I'm David Robbins, and I play George Washington and others.
I'm okay, Michelle Alto, and
I'm the female performer, and I play like every Skylar sister.
The token female on the show.
I'm the only woman, and I play. Well, we have a special guest star performing with us for the first few weeks of the run, but I also play a lot of other women, just all famous women and not famous women.
Right. Skylar's sisters,
Lennon's
sisters.
Anyone you could imagine.
You played.
The Go-Go's.
Exactly.
The Go-Go's. The Go-Go's, right. That's a great Belinda Carlisle. A lot of people remember well. So just talk to us a little bit about how this all started and what it is that you do in Spamilton.
Well, it started in New York off Broadway, and we're part of the Chicago cast. They're just opening here. We just started previews, actually, on Friday. We had our first preview, and we've been having great audiences so far. This is basically from the mind of Gerard Alessandri, who has created Forbidden Broadway, and it's kind of that same deal where we're spoofing not just Hamilton, but lots of other Broadway shows and lots of other Broadway actors and actresses.
And I would think that this show is, I mean, so eminently spoofable because, you know, it's the biggest show on Broadway right now, you know, arguably in the last 25 years. But also, everybody knows every song in this show.
Yes.
I can't think of a Broadway soundtrack that's come along where little kids are coming along and they can sing along with every single word. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, that's how I'm going to call you. You have to notice this probably most during the show, I would think.
Oh yeah, it's delightfully irreverent in kind of spoofing the very serious, stare you down aesthetic of Hamilton. But it also ties in classical musical theater and a bunch of contemporary shows, and so people will definitely appreciate it on a sliding scale based on knowledge of MT, but it's funny for everyone regardless. Yeah.
Well, let me take a break, and when we come back you're going to perform a couple of the songs for us. The show is Spamilton. It's just opened in previews at the Royal George Theater in Chicago. The official opening will be 1 week from today, as a matter of fact. We'll tell you how you can get tickets for it all coming up in a couple of minutes. This is our Week in Theater segment, 1046 WGN.
Dean's live at the Presidential Towers for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on 720 WGN.
1049. It's 1049. We continue with our Week in Theater segment. The cast of Spamilton is here with us, and this is the spoof show of Hamilton the Musical. And guys, what are you going to do first for us this morning?
The first piece is going to be our opening number. It's called Lin-Manuel as Hamilton.
Take it away.
Of rap and a lap, trapped in the middle of a Manhattan flat, when Broadway accolades while other writers kiss the corporate dollar, grow up to be a hip-hop opera scholar.
This blue-collar shining beacon Puerto Rican got a lot farther by being a lot smarter, by stretching rhymes harder, by being a trend starter. By 14, they placed him in a school with a music charter.
And every day while shows were being slaughtered on Broadway, they played. He stayed away. He struggled, but in an odd way inside, he was longing to build a better Broadway. The brother was ready to cut clean in a Sweeney Todd way.
His first hurricane came, and in the Heights the name, our man wrote his future hit, sitting on a train, put a pencil to his temple and stuck it into his brain, and he wrote his first refrain while hollering out in pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. On closer inspection, he's a salsa hip-hop main man. Broadway's been less crappy since the happy day you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your game, man?
Lin-Manuel as Hamilton. That's me, I'm Lin-Manuel as Hamilton. And there's a million songs I haven't trashed. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, he saw Camelot, it was hot. But Aladdin 10 years later saw Spamalot. And where Broadway was heading, half dead. Where the camp is so thick, it looks sick.
He swore he would fix it, but it wasn't so quick.
He saw a little mermaid, it made him think of suicide. Disney was nothing but goo inside. He felt blue inside, a voice saying, you gotta rap for yourself. He started scrapping and rapping every record on his shelf.
And he started taping and making mixes quite astute after he read a book of great repute about the Constitution.
Started working. Working a hip-hop mixtape. He mixed up history and himself, and now he can't escape.
He's a half-history book, half-era gone by on. Now he's the future, he's a theater icon. He's half Hamilton, half can of Cold Spain.
But in New York, he can be a real ham.
In New York, you can
just
be a real ham. Or you can be a
just
can of Cold Spain.
It's your choice, Hamilton, Hamlet, or Ham.
In New York,
just you wait.
And well as Hamilton,
he's the Hammond's Mammal
team is waiting in the wings for you. You may have left town, you must have needed some downtime. You left the show as Hamilton.
You left the show as Hamilton.
But Spamilton clings to you.
Do you know we misquote your name? Do you know we reroute your fame? Your score will never be the same. Oh,
the tiny doll we got from props is coming. Can you spot him? Forgive the flimsy plastic boat. Our budget's at the bottom.
The Barbie Lin-Manuel just failed.
Thank God somebody caught him.
I save his ass.
Me, I give him sass.
Me, I'm full of gas.
Me, I'm the damn fool who slays him.
Me, I'm the damn fool who plays him.
There's a million songs we haven't trashed, but just you wait.
Who we spoofing, man?
Lin-Manuel is Hamilton.
Love that. Love it. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Has Lin-Manuel Miranda been to see your show? Or
he has seen it in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's seen it a couple times in New York, we've heard.
And he loves it.
Yeah, yes. He loves it.
Yeah.
His quotes are all over our posters.
What has he said about it? I mean, you're very obviously a complete homage to him, but also making fun of him at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, from everything that the creators told us, obviously we weren't in the New York cast. He really enjoys the show. And I mean, it's... You know, Hamilton is told through this lens of Alexander Hamilton wants to change America. He wants to change the fate. Like, he wants to form his vision of America. Our show is Lin-Manuel forming his vision of Broadway because he really has revolutionized musical theater in so many ways and is now, you know, I don't think anyone ever thought a Puerto Rican kid from Washington Heights would become the next Stephen Sondheim, and he did. So it's like paying homage to that, teasing it here and there, and it's all very smart and clever, and I think... Anyone who has a good sense of humor would enjoy it, and Lin-Manuel does, so it makes sense that he likes it.
Yeah, I think we get a pretty good sense of it all. Do we have time for just one more short song? Do we have something? What do you have for us?
What did I miss? Yeah, what did you miss?
Go for it.
Following us, it gets confusing even when we're status quo. But if you're mixed up and your head still spins, I can fill you in with my declaration and I'll clarify this show. And we'll keep it slow and mellow till the denser part begins. So what did you miss? What did you miss? The lyrics go by so fast, you're in the abyss. I
see you sitting there looking befuddled. I see my diction is sloppy and muddled. We're telling a complex plot, so what did you miss? Let me clarify this. There's a lady who's confused who's the president, and if Hamilton has come on yet, honey, be a lamb, concentrate a bit. Don't you follow, I'm the fellow in the cabinet who's gonna try to be the Secretary of State. Wait, the U.S. Congress gonna get moved. I won't explain, it's plain, we're cutting out of New York.
Cutting out New York, cutting out New York.
Looking at this audience, I can't believe you follow me. Floating in space, the audience looks so blank in NYC. But no one admits they can't keep up with the pace. Some old guy, Reddison, red in the face, who grabs my arm and asks me,
hey, what's going on? What did I miss?
What did you miss?
What did I miss?
What did you miss?
I came in late because I had to go to a bris.
Oy vey, he went to a bris.
When I returned, I got lost in the prose. I must have nodded off and taken a dose, son. I really need your help to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss? What did you miss?
Yes, what did I miss?
Our rapid lyrics left the New York critics cheering,
huh?
But they are awfully hard upon the hard of hearing.
Huh? What did I miss?
Track in the plot.
What did I miss?
Give us a lot.
Can you believe you paid $800 for this? So what did you miss?
Sounds great. The cast of Spamilton at the Royal George Theater. You can get information at 312-988-9000. Or you can go to spamilton.com. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.